Hello, World Wide Web. Live from Chicago inside Witty City Studios, Garber Sports presents Two Guys Talking Football. I'm Chris Harris.
And I'm John Pittis.
And we're here to talk pigskins stitched together and inflated with air to 12.5 pounds per square inch.
And that's a reminder to the New England Patriots. Don't go soft on us in the cold months. As you guys may remember, Chris and I are cousins. And since our beloved Bears are eliminated from the playoffs, we're now cheering for Kurt. Cousins.
On this show, we love to talk football. Whether it's storylines, stats, conspiracies, or betting odds, we'll give you the skinny on everything with a little Chicago flavor.
Just be sure to think of us around the holidays when your fantasy squad earns you dividends and a Christmas bonus.
Stick with us, you're going places.
We know what we're talking about. Who better to hear from than a lawyer and a former college bookie?
So when it comes to football, we know our shit. Talking mushrooms. So, with that being said, let's start out with our J-E-T-S. Jets. Versus the Buffalo Bills. You guys might know this game as a newfound rivalry in the NFL. With Rex Ryan, who formerly coached the Jets, now over at Buffalo.
You couldn't ask for a greater storyline, Chris. In Week 17, Jets fighting for their playoff lives. This is their Super Bowl this week. And they're playing against their former coach. I mean, you got to love it.
Win and they're in.
Win and they're in. Lose and maybe you still get in. Yeah, Pittsburgh. But, you know, the Jets have really turned it around. Todd Bowles has made a great team there. They have the number one rushing defense, number two in offensive red zone efficiency. They're a top 10 offense overall.
I think this game deserves a story of the stats.
Brandon Marshall having the best, arguably one of the best seasons of his career. He's 133 yards away from topping his best season, which was his first in Chicago. RIP, we miss you. But, you know, you got to love what he's done there and turned his career around again and had a great season overall.
And since we're talking about careers and records at receiver, we have to give an honorable mention to none other than Julio Jones, the Atlanta Falcons wide receiver who, in a down season, is having a spectacular one of his own.
I got the list pulled up here, Chris. Right now, he's tied for fifth with Hall of Famer Marvin Harrison.
Uh-oh, I think that calls for a retro rewind.
Rewind.
Marvin Harrison,
yeah.
Go on.
It gets better. And number four, who he's behind by 24 yards, is Charlie Hennigan, who you all might remember from the great 1961 season he had with the Houston Oilers.
Back when they were the Oilers.
But you look at the other names on this list, Isaac Bruce, Jerry Rice, and then Kelvin Johnson from his 2012 stellar season.
We're talking about some GOATs here, people. Some greatest of all time when you say Jerry Rice.
Yeah, and so, I mean, Julio needs a great game to get to number one on this list, but he could pass up the other guys ahead of him. Pretty doable thing when you're playing the historically worst passing defense of the 2015 New Orleans Saints.
Gross! So best of luck to Brandon Marshall and Julio Jones in their chase for history. But back to the Jets versus the Bills game. This is a tremendous game for the New York Jets. And the betting line has been -3 for most of the week. It's dipped down to -2.5, but I think the Jets' money line is as sure of a bet as you're going to find this year.
Yeah, and our next matchup is really the one you want to keep an eye out for. The Minnesota Vikings visiting the Green Bay Packers,
ooh,
playing for the NFC North.
Ooh.
And Chris, dive into this game a little further
for us.
At Lambeau, in the cold. What more do you need, Green Bay? You better win.
This is a paradox of a game if I've ever seen one, because both teams are in the playoffs, and this is for winning the division. But the paradox is,
the loser plays Seattle at home. The winner plays Washington away. I don't know here. I'd rather take Washington away.
I don't want to play Seattle first round of the playoffs.
Well, you know my thoughts on the NFC East. So I would rather play any team in the NFC East away than be stuck playing at home against the Seattle Seahawks.
Are you talking about the two-time Super Bowl appearing, one-time winning Seattle Seahawks coming in on the wild card?
Arguably the best wild card team to come in the playoffs in the last decade.
I love making these best claims. But let's suffice it to say that you'd rather be playing Washington
away in the playoffs than Seattle at home.
So the question is, which coach employs the more Machiavellian strategy in losing today?
Do I sense Adrian Peterson having a career high for fumbles in a game?
I don't know. That sounds like a conspiracy theory to me.
Teddy Bridgewater throws 8 interceptions. I don't know.
Or is it just Aaron Rodgers playing normal? So enough about that game. Let's talk about our schlong of the week, courtesy of Donald Trump.
Donald.
Who will it be?
For me this week in week 17, the schlong of the week is going to go to Houston destroying Blake Bortles and the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Blake Bortles, though, he's having a pretty good season, and he's got 2 threats at wide receiver. He's got a newly acquired Julius Thomas, who snuck in a few 5 games towards the end of the season.
Yes, but, you know, this is the team that dazzled us in the preseason on Hard Knocks. They had a rough start to the season, and then they just played great football over the last 6 or 7 weeks. They're playing. It's a must-win game for them, just like New York. They're going to play hard. They're going to come out. J.J. Watt possibly cast off today?
Oh, I happen to agree with you. This is definitely the schlong
of the week.
So the last couple games that we should talk about are games that might have some slight impact on the playoff or the playoff seeding. And that's Denver at home against John's favorite, the best.
The best 4-11 team, San Diego Chargers.
The San Diego Chargers against an 11-4 team. Opposite records here. I see Denver winning handedly. I think that they get a little bit of momentum going into the playoffs, and there might be an emergence of Peyton Manning, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the HGH has really helped him in his recovery from injury, and I think
that team needs Peyton back.
No, I agree. I think you've been right over the last couple of weeks. I think they've been saving Peyton for the playoffs.
Or have they been putting him in a laboratory and pumping him full of hormones and giving him the strongest neck
to be determined.
Possible.
To be determined. No, I think Denver rolls them this week. They're going to play for that home field advantage throughout the playoffs. Cincinnati's got a rookie playing quarterback who injured his non-throwing wrist in A.J. McCarron. Look for them to come out, maybe win as well. But
they're playing the Baltimore Ravens, and if you guys remember last week, they served an upset special to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes, I blatantly remember. Destroyed my fantasy hopes of a championship. But I still like Cincinnati to come out and win this game.
And A.J. McCarron playing for the Cincinnati Bengals, he's been great. You got to give him props for that almost win in Denver on Monday Night Football, where he threw pinpoint passes, and they really put on a performance in the first half, and I didn't expect him to last the entire game against the number one defense, but it was an admirable performance, to say the least.
The last couple games we want to talk about for Week 17, Carolina playing home against Tampa Bay and Arizona playing home against Seattle Seahawks. Those teams really just fighting. Arizona's fighting to hopefully get that number one spot and get home field advantage throughout the playoffs.
All the way throughout them.
But they do have the harder road to get there. Again, playing against what we think is the best wild card team in Seattle.
And Carolina is going up against Tampa Bay at home. And we know that they're coming off a loss in Atlanta last week. Their first loss of the season. So they're going to want to rid themselves of the stench of defeat.
And congrats to Cam Newton, who had his first son this week. Greg Olsen already says that he has that glow of parenthood walking through the locker room. So look for Carolina to win this game easy.
He can dedicate this ass-whooping to his son.
That, and they can revenge on their first loss of the season last week. So,
and to finish off the podcast, we can talk about the coaching carousel that is going to be the NFL in the offseason.
Saban alert.
Oh, terrible. I hope we don't have to hear about that for the rest of the season. Like,
there's
Deflate Gate.
Already talks about him going to Indianapolis. I mean, it's going to be endless every season. The guy has obviously success in the college ball, so he's going to be talked about anytime there's an opening. But
Chip Kelly got the axe. How do you feel about that?
You know, I saw it coming, but I think he finds a job easy. I like him going to Tennessee. Mariota, renaissance there, makes that offense great. Look for Tennessee to be a powerhouse football team if he goes there. So
for those of you looking for a sneaky betting play, I like the New York Giants over Philadelphia, especially with this upending of their coaching situation there. I don't think that team is going to have any coordination on offense. I think they're liable to fall apart.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our Week 17 regular season podcast.
Tune in next week for the playoffs, people.
We look forward to coming back next week. We'll have a more solidified playoff picture in hand. But in the meantime, everyone, enjoy your New Year's.
Happy New Year!
Enjoy your last couple days off work.
And just a reminder, you've been listening to Two Guys Talking Football, a Witty City Productions presented by Garber Sports.
Deuces!